WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, a final government hearing on the toxic train derailment last year in East Palestine, Ohio.
To the community at large, on behalf of the NTSB, I'm so sorry that this happened. We are so sorry that this happened here. Yeah. Our hearts are with you.
NTSB Chief Jennifer Homendy, former Vice President Pence leads a chorus of criticism of the plea deal decision to allow Julian Assange to go free. The WikiLeaks founder will plead guilty to violating the Espionage Act. Gabriel Shipton is his brother.
He's looking forward to, you know, spending time with his family and being free, being able to have the sunshine on his face.
At least two deaths are blamed on the flooding that has hit the upper Midwest, mostly Minnesota, South Dakota, and Iowa. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
We have about 18 inches of rain over the last couple of weeks. What's happened is we've inundated the ground. There's nowhere for it to go.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin taxpayers will pay half of the $128,000 two MAPS consultants are billing the state Supreme Court. That's because three of the six parties in the case are Governor Evers and Republican and Democratic state lawmakers. Justices ordered the parties involved to foot the bill in a ruling late yesterday. Milwaukee is busy getting ready for the Republican National Convention. Peggy Williams-Smith is president and CEO of Visit Milwaukee. She tells the Milwaukee Press Club that hosting the RNC is already paying off beyond July's convention.
We will make an announcement very soon in August of an event that would have never considered Milwaukee without the expansion and knowing that we were hosting the RNC.
More than 50,000 people are expected to come. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Firefighters across the state say they're seeing more wildfires this year than last, but fewer acres of land being burned. According to a WEAU report, through June 20th this year, the state has seen 774 wildfires compared to 592 last year, but the amount of land burned has decreased by about 60%. Officials say they're seeing more fires that start as a result of equipment use like lawnmowers and ATVs, and with a lack of snow over the winter, the state's vegetation is more likely to go up in smoke. A fundraiser will be hosted in Cameron this week to remember Cameron police officer Hunter Scheel and Chetek officer Emily Breidenbach, who were killed in the line of duty. According to a WQOW report, Tim Chaussey from the Blue Hills Sportsman Club and Cameron police chief Adam Steffen will host a memorial trap shooting event on Saturday, and the entry fees from the event will be donated to the Chetek and Cameron police departments. Registration for the event is available online through the Blue Hills website. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Brewers beat the Rangers.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers homestand continues tonight against the Texas Rangers. The crew with a 6-3 win over the Rangers last night. The difference maker, a grand slam home run in the sixth by Rhys Hoskins. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
When guys are playing the right way, it excites you. And that's offense. And then Hoskins coming through. And he's hit some balls hard, but I mean, he's been through a stretch. And I got emotional when he hit it because I'm just so freaking happy for him.
In San Francisco, it was Willie Mays night, the Giants all wearing the number 24 jersey. The Cubs blowing a 4-2 lead in the top of the ninth, allowing the Giants to tie up the game when Chicago reliever Drew Smyly threw a ball four with two outs, bases loaded, and walked in the Giants winning run.
And this game is over.
Appropriate. Yeah. Thank you, Willie.
Cubs losing 5-4 on NBC with sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly sunny and breezy today as warm temperatures take over and highs climb to the mid-80s. Tomorrow, we've got more sunshine on tap and a cool down. In fact, we fall to the mid-70s for the rest of this week. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for a totalitarian Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. We prepare for a presidential debate, most important in your lifetime.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. It is Tuesday, June 25th, 2024. A great day to be a Wisconsinite, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square at the old World Headquarters in downtown Madison. Mostly sunny, a little bit of overcast day. Again, storms rolled through much of Wisconsin last night. Sounds like, although there were some heavy winds in places, not as bad as it could have been, perhaps. And again, maybe the most damage was, or are, that several smaller streams, urban areas, had some flooding overnight. Some of that is still going on today. And boy, we don't need any more rain, that's for sure. And we got some last night. Saw yesterday on the 4 o'clock show here in Madison on WISC Channel 3, live at 4 with Susan Simon, Pam Yonke from Midwest Farm Report, who, of course, does the farm reports here at Civic Media as well. Pam Yonke saying, it is just tough out there for Wisconsin's ag producers and farmers, be it A, the too much water right now. Fields are just unpassable in some places. And also some of the hail damage has come through over the last week, week and a half, when crops get, you know, so far out of the ground and they're pollinating tip, particularly on corn and other things, when they are destroyed by hail, that's it. That crop is over. You don't get a redo. And many alfalfa fields in Wisconsin from wind damage are lying on the ground. So think of all of our ag producers out there across Wisconsin. And of course, some of those folks also had, you know, tornado damage. Farm here in south central Wisconsin destroyed by some of those tornadoes that came through. So we're thinking of all of our ag producers, farm families, and rural parts of Wisconsin in particular who are still trying to recover from much of the weather. And again, reminder, if you encounter a stream or a roadway that has water over it, as they say, it's cliche, but it's true, turn around, don't drown, because you don't know what's underneath there. You could be swept away by a current, and maybe even more dangerous is the road might not exist under that water. Your car just goes into it, and then you're trapped. So be careful out there. It looks like, at least for the next 4 or 5 days, with maybe the exception of tomorrow night, it looks like a mostly dry rest of the week. Temperatures in the 80s to upper 70s. So hopefully a chance to dry out a little bit across the state of Wisconsin. Off the text line, WAUK, the Shaw in Waukesha. Sherry listening in Horicon says, hi, Todd and Aaron. Well, howdy back.
Good
Sherry.
Afternoon.
We appreciate you listen. Appreciate you checking in. A little happy news, though, to start the show. Not sure if you were listening last night across some of the Civic Media Radio Network. The Texas Rangers
are in town for, looks like, a three-game series against our very own Milwaukee Brewers at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. Being heard, of course, across our networks in Richland Center, WRCE, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha. Oshkosh Air Support in Oshkosh, a 98Q Country, WCQM, up there in beautiful Park Falls. Remember, you can't listen to the Brewers on the Civic Media app because of Major League Baseball rules, but hopefully you live in one of these towns, or if you drive through it, you can listen to it. But Bob Uecker, longtime broadcaster for the Brewers, still broadcasting several of those home games a year at the age of 90. 90. I hope to goodness, I wish I could be this good in broadcasting now at 54. Gonna play it for you. Courtesy of the Brewers Radio Network, this is Bob Uecker last night on the call as Rhys Hoskins steps to the plate and puts the crew ahead by a score of 5-3.
Adamas aboard at first. This one in the air. Left and deep. Get up. Get out of here. Gone. Rhys Hoskins has just hit one with the bases loaded. Whoa. That didn't take long at all. The first pitch he saw from Jacob.
How about that?
Nothing makes you smile quite like hearing Bob Uecker say, get up, get out of here, gone.
Bob Uecker, getting it done at age 90. If that doesn't put goosebumps on you, if that doesn't make you a Brewer fan, I can't help you. Yeah, I just don't know. Fantastic job by Uecker last night. And the Brewers won, as a matter of fact. So that's even better news. They take on the Rangers again tonight in Milwaukee. Game time set for 6:35. And again, you can hear that game on select stations across Civic Media. I hope one of your stations has been selected. They are, if you live in Richland Center, WRCE, Racine, Kenosha on WRJN. Also, Oshkosh Air Support, WISS in Oshkosh, and 98Q Country, WCQM, up there in beautiful Park Falls. That right there, Mr. Zomers, that is summer to me in a 40-second clip.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
It reminds me of my days back in the old RC, engineering some of those broadcast games with Uke. And for much of the time I was at RCO, back at Richland Center, RCO, well, then it was RCO, now it's RCE. It was Bob Uecker and Pat Hughes on the color commentary. And of course, Pat Hughes has gone on to do quite nicely himself. Thank you very much. He is now the play-by-play guy, has been for several years for the dreaded Chicago Cubs. So,
you know, at least he's doing well for himself.
Well, and let me tell you, Pat Hughes is a wonderful broadcaster in his own right. And I've heard interviews where he credits Bob Uecker for a lot of the mentoring he received as a young broadcaster and says, you know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Uke.
I mean, reading in books and practicing on your own helps right. A lot, but learning from somebody who's an expert is really where it's at.
It really is. So again, congratulations to the Brewers. Great to hear Bob Uecker back on the call. Hopefully he's back in the booth again tonight. Game time, first pitch somewhere right around 6:35 p.m. We will talk more Brewers baseball with our friend and colleague. He is Luke Mathers, the executive producer of Civic Media. He will be in just after the 12:30 break with his standard Tuesday tangents with Lukester.
We've actually been having them on Tuesday lately, which is yes, nice.
Imagine that, having a Tuesday tangent on a Tuesday proper. We'll find out. We'll talk a little baseball, maybe a little politics, find out what's grinding Lukester's gears.
See if he's gotten to paint the fourth side of his house yet.
Because apparently he does not live in a triangular home. Apparently he lives in a square or rectangular home.
As most of us do.
As most do. Not everybody, but as most do. Lots coming up on the show. Speaking of broadcasters, we got kind of busy with calls at the end of the show. Yesterday, and that's fine. It was wonderful, but I negated to give you this info on John Anderson. Speaking of another great broadcaster who has done Brewers games and whatnot here in Wisconsin, and of course he's also been an anchor for ESPN for several years, and his illustrious ESPN career as far as at the anchor desk of SportsCenter is coming to an end this Friday. And he has announced that he is moving on to a new gig. So we'll play that for you a little bit, what John Anderson has said about his ESPN career coming to an end and what's next. We will we'll get to that about John Anderson a little bit later. And also other politics of the day. Speaking of, oh, and also in hour two, another edition of What's Worse. Great opportunity for you to call in and have your voice heard. Unlike the summer sizzling text win contest, we have no actual prizes, you understand, for What's Worse, but it is your opportunity to call in and weigh in on important, at least sometimes important, issues of the day. Today is actually a fairly important one, so we'll see. Did we have a call, Mr. Zomers, or did I have a call?
It was somebody sharing about, and I already forgot the name because I'm good at my job, the person who mentored Euchre in broadcasting.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Which, I wish I remembered that, but...
It's okay. It's all right. Well, give us a call back if you want. We'll put you on the air. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Again, speaking of politics, coming up in now a couple of days, this presidential debate between Donald Trump, the former guy, and Joe Biden, the current president of the United States. On CNN, they are anchoring it. Dana Bash and Jake Tapper will be your moderators. It's in Atlanta. There is no studio audience. Neither participant gets to bring a briefing book. It's simply a pad of paper, a pencil, a glass of water. That's it. For 90 minutes. We're looking forward to this in nervous anticipation. My friend and colleague here, Terry Bell, our news director at Civic Media, and I will kick off things with a pregame show around 7:30 here at Civic Media and take you into the debate and then have a bit of a postgame show as well after the debate. Now, this is ginning up a lot of interest, particularly amongst politicos, because some people are saying that there's Rick Wilson from the Lincoln Project tweeted out that there, well, somebody else, I guess, tweeted this out, that there is not, to use a double negative, there's not a zero chance that Trump doesn't cancel the debate between then and now. And Rick Wilson from the Lincoln Project responded and said, and that chance is rising. By the way, Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor and friend, of course would know this. Merle Harmon was the guy who, the broadcaster who mentored Bob Euchre.
Yep, that was the one. That was the one that the caller suggested.
And I'm not kidding when I say this. I can't remember, maybe Jeff knows this too. I can't remember the technology. I think CBS Mornings did a whole segment on this months ago. But there is like AI technology that is recording people telling stories, like giving their knowledge so it's preserved into the future. And then you could go to museums, wherever, and you can see this person after they pass in 3D telling these stories. I'm not joking around. Somebody should do this with Jeff Perry. Not to say that he's going to pass anytime soon, God forbid, but he has an encyclopedic knowledge of several things, amongst them late night television and Milwaukee Brewer baseball.
Well, plus he has a collection. He already has an archive at home of some of those late night television programs.
Yes, he does. So thank you, Jeff. Merle Harmon, the answer to the unofficial quiz of who mentored Bob Euchre. Thank you very much. So getting back to this debate now, some people think that Trump between now and Thursday night is going to pull out of the debate. And of course, I said on another network here, another program, somebody asked Bill McCoshin, former Secretary of Commerce under Tommy Thompson, and was Tommy Thompson's chief of staff at one point. At the time, he was the youngest chief of staff to any governor in America, I believe. His nickname was Billy Mack, the boy wonder. And somebody asked Bill McCoshin and said, is Trump going to show up? And McCoshin said, yep.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse.
One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Administration guys, amongst them John Lovett and John Favreau, who have a new book out called Democracy or Else. And I want to take this clip here. It's the second clip of Mr. Zomers of the PodSafe guys. These are the PodSafe guys, PodSafe America guys, John Favreau and John Lovett talking to Morning Joe about the upcoming debate and this election in general.
It's really kind of a two-part question. When you have people that come to you and they're catastrophizing over the fact that Donald Trump actually could get reelected after all the madness, what do you tell them? And then what happens when you get to where I get rarely, but I do get there, where I start catastrophizing? I go, wait a second. You've got this guy that tried to overthrow American democracy, said his vice president deserved hanging, 34 felony counts, and you just go down the list, says he wants to execute generals. And it's a 50-50 race. In those dark moments, what do you say to yourself about this country and how we get through this?
Well, when people say, you know, could Donald Trump win? We say, yes, of course he can win. And that's why you should actually get involved, because, like, we're going to be a bunch of nervous Democrats watching the debate Thursday night, nervous a lot of Americans. And we can't really, at the end of the day, control what Joe Biden does, but we can control the outcome of the election, because the upside of the fact that Joe Biden only won by 40,000 votes across three swing states in 2020 is that every single person can have an even bigger impact in a closer race. And the reason that we wrote Democracy or Else was to let people know that following politics can be terrifying, but getting involved in politics doesn't have to be terrifying, and it can actually be fun and it can be impactful. And look, there's a lot of people who do not follow the news. In fact, most Americans don't follow the news as closely as we all do. So, Joe, to your point about how, you know, how could it be so close? For a lot of people, they haven't paid attention to all the horrible things Donald Trump has done, or they forgot about it because they have busy lives. And, you know, that can depress us, or it can embolden us to go out there and actually persuade people, to remind them what Donald Trump is, and also tell them what another 4 years of Donald Trump would be like, and what Biden has been doing to fight for people, and what Biden will continue to do. So it's frustrating, but it's democracy, and that's, you know, that's the way we save it.
So there is a clip. I'm not exactly, apparently we're having so much fun, we forgot to take a break, which oftentimes happens. So we had a break. I'm sorry if you didn't hear the setup to that. But let me set it up just in case you were away listening to a commercial break. Here's what happened. Here's the behind the scenes while you were gone. So that was the Pod Save America guys. That's John Lovett and John Favreau from Pod Save America. They're former Obama administration guys who have this great podcast, Pod Save America. And they have a new book called Democracy or Else. Democracy or Else. So that was them this morning on Morning Joe. Fine program hosted by former Republican Joe Scarborough every morning on MSNBC. And I think they lay this out fantastically well. And why it's important to pay attention, but also the challenge in getting Americans to pay attention. They went on and talked a little bit more. This is John Lovett in particular this morning on Morning Joe about the importance of this fall's election.
Go around the horn, guys. Take away from this book. What do you hope people who pick up this book, thinking about this election, thinking about this country, thinking about democracy, what do you hope they leave with, John?
That the answer to cynicism and negativity that you see in the world can either be to join it or to reject it by getting involved. And you'll find that getting involved is not just the right thing to do. It doesn't just make you a moral person. It actually is fulfilling and is worth doing just because it makes you feel better about being what we are, which are active and sort of maybe at times concerned citizens.
Amen to that. John?
There's going to be huge decisions made that affect your life whether you like it or not, by a lot of powerful people. You can either have an impact on those decisions, or you can just sit back and let them happen. And I think I would rather be involved and let some stranger make decisions that are going to impact my life. And by the way, getting involved doesn't have to be terrifying or confusing. It can be fun. It can be inspiring, even when politics is like it is right now.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking to some folks on your team who were in high school when Donald Trump was elected. Mm-hmm. And for their entire adult lives, politics has been this zero-sum, terrifying slog. And I think one of the takeaways is it doesn't have to be that way. Like, we were so lucky to come up during the Obama era to work on those campaigns and to see politics as hopeful and inspiring and fun. And we can get back to that point.
I think that is so well said. And again, that's Jon Favreau and John Lovett from Pod Save America on Morning Joe this morning. The point is so well taken as we look at through that lens of this election 2024. There are so many people that either weren't voting prior to Trump, they're in the voting pool now, or don't have a memory of when, you know, it used to be kind of fun. Sure, there are people who have always said, like, you know, I don't like politics. I mean, thinking of myself coming up during the Reagan years and the Bush years, the Clinton years, the Doyle years. I mean, sure, there were fighting back and forth, but it was actually kind of fun. That's part of what drew me into politics. You could disagree with the other side, but still have fun. Even, you know, Obama, certainly. I mean, what's more fun than work? I can't imagine. I mean, I never did. But I mean, people who worked on the Obama campaign, it's fun. And to their point, and you've heard Trygve Olsen say this from the Lincoln Project several times on this program, he'll be back with us tomorrow, that now we're in this zero-sum game, predominantly on the mega Republican side, but I can't say that it doesn't exist on the Democratic side, where you have to be all in 100% or you're told you're with the other people, the other side, this zero sum. And so when you look at it through that lens, I mean, I get it as much as I can for somebody 54. That's no fun to be in that part of a political participation. So I think that they said it very well, that we have to help folks remember or remind people that if you participate, it could actually be fun. And yeah, you don't have to agree with everything that Democrats or Joe Biden are saying or doing. But look at the alternative. If you're someone who cares about women's reproductive rights, it's kind of fun to be able to look back and say, yeah, I participated and voted in order to save that. That's fun. If you care about local control in your local communities, to be able to look back and say, yeah, I helped elect the person who still believes in keeping things local and not putting in people who are loyalists to you at all government jobs. That was fun to do that. To look back and say, we had a choice in 2024 to band together in a coalition of people that don't always see eye to eye and don't always agree. But we agreed on this. That for all of our faults, American democracy, representative democracy, and American republic is still the best form of government on earth. And we came together, Democrats, former Republicans, maybe even current Republicans, Green Party, Libertarians, Independents. We came together for one moment in American history and we saved democracy. It was messy. It wasn't perfect. But the alternative was a guy and a relatively small group of people that believed in authoritarianism and theocracies. And you know what? I participated and I voted and we helped defeat that. And some of those people that were in our coalition in 2024, we don't see eye to eye much anymore by the time we get to 2028, into the 2030s. But for that one moment in 2024, we came together as a coalition of Americans who still believed that our best days are ahead. And we defeated authoritarianism. And we elected Joe Biden. Back with Luke Mathers on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is June 25th. Yes, it is a great day to be Wisconsinite. Stay with us.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
There's a lot to be excited about at North Central Technical College as they have a brand new meat lab housing the school's new pasture-to-plate butchery program. And culinary instructor Chef Brock Decker says that this unique program offers hands-on experience and industry-standard training, preparing graduates for successful careers in the meat industry.
The student generally comes in for a six-hour lab period, and whether that period includes being off of campus in on the farm, all the way then back to the campus itself. Sometimes a little bit of that is book learning. We have to understand what safe food safety is, right? And how we, what temperatures we can handle on meat at, those kinds of things. What kinds of safety precautions we have to take. But that's why we have a huge cold lab in place right now. So after the student learns the facts of the matter, they get to then go into the cold lab and they spend 6 hours breaking down animals. It's a heck of an experience, and it's very closely models what they would be doing in industry.
You can hear the full interview on our podcast at thefarmwi.com. I'll have a look at your midday markets right after this.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empowered Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
I'm Charity Stubecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your midday markets. Cash corn is trading at 425 and three quarters, down 7 3/4. New crop corn is trading at 443 and a half, and that's down 8 1/4 cents. Cash beans are trading at 1161 and a half, that's down 13 3/4. And new crop beans are trading at 11 1/4, down 19 1/4 cents. Cash wheat is trading at 545, that's down 7 1/2 cents. And new crop wheat is trading at 563 3/4, down 7 1/4 cents. On the dairy side of things, July Class 3 milk contract is trading at 1960 a hundredweight, that is down 27 cents. And August Class 3 milk contract is trading at 2045 a hundredweight, and that is down 39 cents. Be sure to stay up to date with us on all things agriculture by downloading our app at thefarmwi.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Stubecker.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly sunny and breezy today as warm temperatures take over and highs climb to the mid-80s. Tomorrow, we've got more sunshine on tap and a cool down. In fact, we fall to the mid-70s for the rest of this week. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, I'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig. We'll discuss some of the issues that are impacting you and I every day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon on a Tuesday, June 25th. Glad to have you along. Tuesday, if it's Tuesday, it's Meet the Press. No, if it's Tuesday, it's Tuesday Tangents with our very own Luke Mathers. Although, Mr. Zomers, can we minimize you for a second? We can't see Luke. We can't see Luke.
I'm just a talking head. No, there we go.
You're here. You're not here.
I'm here.
You're here. We're here. You're looking. You've trimmed the beard. Is the house painted?
No. Mother Nature has not been kind, so we're only at 75%.
But still, for those who were with us last week, Luke and his lovely wife have been painting the exterior of their fine home.
But we haven't made any progress because there's been a lot of rain since this time last week. So it's same progress status update as last week, unfortunately, on that front.
But we were talking at the top of the show. A lot of folks I heard happened to be home yesterday afternoon watching the local live at 4 on the Channel 3 affiliate WISC. Mm-hmm. Pam Yonke, who appears there, does farm news as well, of course, here at Civic Media, the Midwest Farm Report. She was talking about the devastation right now on a lot of Wisconsin's ag community from hail damage, which, I mean, if those pollinator tips get damaged in hailstorms, they're done for the season.
Yep.
Flooding, which is flooded, and then wind damage on alfalfa fields. And some farms have been literally destroyed by tornadoes. So it's our ag community is really struggling. So when you compare it to that, I guess delay to the house painting,
my concern's pretty small there. But yeah, our Wisconsin and Wisconsin farmers can't seem to catch a break. Last year, we're in drought conditions with terrible air for pollinators when it came to the Canadian wildfire smoke that was coming down here in Wisconsin. Now this season, we're getting just ravaged by these severe weather threats. And it's I'm concerned, Todd, that it's going to be a sign of things to come. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be kind of the new normal rather than just a couple of off years. Like this seems to be the new normal for Wisconsin weather. And not that it's always going to be hot and always severe rain, but it's going to be the severes and extremes of both ends. So it's either going to be drought conditions or it's going to be severe rain, flooding, all of those things coming like we're seeing this year. Already, Wisconsin has more tornadoes than it had all of last season, and we just started tornado season, or it's just set to begin next week in July.
I agree with everything you said, but for my money, I've said this before, I'll say it again. When you look around, whether it's Florida, Texas, Louisiana, all the tornadic activity or all the hurricane activity there, California, wildfires, earthquakes, mudslides, for my money, living in the Midwest and in Wisconsin, I'll take this. I think we're fortunate to be here.
We are fortunate. It's just important to remember that these extremes hit groups like farmers, like the homeowners that are losing their homes due to these severe weather. Like it is important to remember those most affected by this situation. And yeah, it can be a minor inconvenience for some folks and for a lot of folks, but for a lot of people, it can be all of a sudden life altering. Yeah. So and it's very important to stay up to date with important weather updates, and you can get those right here on Civic Media.
We had Chief Meteorologist and Chief Engineer. I said we should just call him Chief. Corey Hartman was on yesterday and gave us a great kind of preview about what was to happen last night. And thankfully, for various meteorological reasons that I'll never understand, but science to
pressure systems, exactly. And cold front,
not get the we never said it would, but the conditions were right for like a derecho type event. There were severe winds and severe thunderstorms throughout much of Wisconsin yesterday, but thankfully it didn't elevate the level it could have. But Corey and his team do a great job of keeping us informed, and we appreciate them. Speaking of Civic Media programming, Lukester is the executive producer. Coming up on Thursday, we're covering the big presidential debate. I'm not sure if you heard earlier on another network, another program, Bill McCosh, and who's been on this network before, former Thompson administration official, Republican, was asked whether Trump would show, and he said, yep. And they said, is there going to be a second debate? And he said, nope.
Yeah.
What's your thought, Lukester? Because now it seems that Trump is starting to kind of put out there that maybe he shouldn't do this. Do you think Trump shows on Thursday?
Well, yeah, it's very interesting that the initial thought of any place, any time, you name the location, that was the mindset that the former president had. And it's kind of like, you know, do you ever have those friends, or maybe you're like this yourself, where you like sign up for plans, and then all of a sudden, as plans get closer, you're like, I really don't want to go out.
I really try hard not to do that, but yes, I've had it done to me.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the case that Donald Trump has here. He's kind of like, I might be regretting the fact that I said name the time and place. And because for a while here in this cycle, like I think for a lot of listeners and a lot of voters here in Wisconsin and around the nation, it still hasn't set in, which is almost baffling for people that are like plugged into political news. It's the they're the exception. For a lot of voters and a lot of Wisconsinites here in our state, it's still setting in that the two nominees are going to be Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
I started to laugh, but you're 100%
right. It's hard to imagine. Right, like it is for somebody that is so plugged into the political news that has seen this kind of as inevitable as it's been since that CNN town hall that took place, I believe, in 22 or early 23. And everybody at the time was like, what is CNN doing? They're platforming the former president that staged an insurrection and there was violence at the Capitol in January 6th. What is going on? And CNN at the time was like, listen, all signs are pointing that he's still going to be the nominee for one of the two major political parties in this state, so or in the country. Is it important to hear his stance on these issues still? Yes. And so for a lot of people that have been plugged in and are aware of that town hall that CNN did and aware of everything that's been going on since the start of the Biden administration, it's like almost hard to comprehend that there are voters out there that will go to their polling place in November and still have it relatively fresh information that this is a rematch of the 2020 campaign.
Right.
And so for a lot of people, they're still just tuning in, and this debate on Thursday is going to be kind of that setting up. This is the starting gun.
It may be the final gun in terms of debate.
No, I think it's the starting gun for the for a majority of voters to all of a sudden realize, okay, it is Biden versus Trump.
I agree with you on that.
Because this debate on Thursday, I believe former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden will both be there. Okay. I think it is going to take place.
You think they will show?
I do.
Okay.
And so...
otherwise, Terry Bell and I have 90 minutes to fill.
Yeah, you guys can just join Pete Schwabe on Nightlight.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Yeah, it'll be fine. Yeah. We've got contingency plans. Don't worry about here. The programming team I'm here sure at Civic Media has got it covered.
I'm sure you do.
But yeah, I think that there is going to be, unless all of a sudden, I mean, heck, Donald Trump had COVID and didn't skip the last round of debates in 2020. And maybe that was a little ill-willed of him to do, but... I think the debate's going to happen. I think this is the starting gun for the true kickoff of the 2020 election. And for people that are plugged in and listening to Civic Media every day, that may sound nonsensical. But for a lot of voters or just people that haven't decided whether or not they're going to be voters in this election cycle, it's just setting in that these are the two major nominees.
So a couple of days ago on CNN, on one of the programs, the host had one of the Trump spokesperson on the show and asking questions of the Trump spokesperson about Trump. And the spokesperson kept going back to attacks on fellow colleague and co-anchor at CNN, Jake Tapper, who's going to be one of the moderators along with Dana Bash on Thursday, and kept trying to attack Jake Tapper. Well, the anchor was having none of it and said, look, keep it on Trump. And it gave her a second chance, and nope. And the anchor at CNN just said to the producer on the air, okay, take her off. That's enough. We'll come back to her when she wants to talk about her candidate. Well, that's not sitting well with a lot of the Team Trump people. So here now is Steve Bannon from yesterday talking about what Trump should do if CNN, in his words, does not apologize.
I've never seen such disrespect. They have never in the history of television ever taken a national press secretary and treated her with such lack of respect. Cassie Hunt owes you an apology. CNN owes you an apology today. And if we don't get that apology to Caroline Leavitt and to the Trump campaign and to MAGA today, President Trump should cancel this.
So that's what I'm talking about, this whole setup of, I think they're trying to pad it so if at the last minute he gets cold feet or whatever, that they have some reason to fall back on. I agree with you. I think he will show up, but I do think that they're trying to hedge their bets.
Oh, yeah. There's always I think, in all campaigns, but in this one specifically, it sounds like they look for reasons to complain about anything.
Right.
And you want to have an exit strategy. And I guess Steve Bannon, his final exit strategy before he has to report for jail next month, it sounds like is providing an exit strategy for if the former president doesn't want to show on Thursday night.
I also think that they're setting up the Trump people. I think CNN, quite frankly, is setting up what we're going to go through in Milwaukee in a couple of weeks at the RNC. That this, and we've talked about this internally at Civic Media. It's my personal, I'm not speaking for anybody else, but my feeling how we're going to do it on this show, this is unlike any national convention we've ever seen because it's unlike any other nominee we've ever seen. And the one major party in this country is about to nominate a 34-time convicted felon, 91 times indicted.
Twice impeached, never won the popular election.
Yeah, it goes on and on.
Yeah, there's a lot.
And so I don't think that you could cover it the same way. You can't just say, well, here's the cute woman with the elephant pants that's been to the convention four times. And I think CNN did the right thing that because we've never had a candidate or a campaign that goes after you. Nobody in the Bush years said, you know, Peter Jennings is just a terrible, never, you know, the closest it ever got. This is before you and Zomers were probably born. But in 92, Dan Rather, then at CBS, started questioning George H.W. Bush about something that happened with Iran-Contra. And George H.W. Bush pushed back because Dan Rather had walked off the CBS Evening News set when I think the U.S. Open went long or something like that. And so George H.W. Bush said, well, Dan, I'd like me to judge your whole career in those 5 minutes you walked off the set in Miami. And Rather just cut him off. And that was it. It was over. It was an iconic moment at the time in broadcasting. But I think CNN is doing the right thing by setting the groundwork and saying, we're not coming to my Milwaukee so that you can just bash our anchors. We'll let you talk about the issue as your candidate, but we're not going to participate in this unprecedented stuff.
Yeah, and I think that's it's a very hard question that the entire news media, well, I guess I wouldn't say the entire news media ecosystem. There's some people that are very fine with just broadcasting the talking points from either campaign. But for news organizations that are trying to report on the issues and bring that information, where these political parties stand on the issues that matter to voters and to the country, I think that it is a very difficult question to answer. And it's going to be very interesting to see how it unfolds because there is a need for professionals to be there to report on events like the national convention for either major political party. But there is also a journalistic integrity that needs to be brought to it that is not just becoming a megaphone for either side.
Yeah. So. No, I mean, and again, at the bottom line, you have to look at it. I'm thinking for myself, it's an unprecedented moment that word gets overused, but unique in that it's never happened before. We've never had a candidate of a major party like this before in America.
Yeah. And so it is very telling that you already see the Trump campaign working the refs with CNN with this debate.
That's the way to put it.
Yeah, I think that's the way I think it should be discussed because it's a way for a lot of people that don't follow all of the inside information to be able to understand what's happening with that. Because truly when it comes down to it is CNN is the moderators of the debate, which is the equivalent of the referees of the debate.
Right.
Trying to make sure that the two sides that are coming are on even playing fields and have the opportunity to share their views for what the next 4 years would look like under either of their administrations. And when you see a campaign going attacking the reporters and the anchors of a news outlet, it is them trying to work the refs.
We'll be there at the RNC all 4 days coming up in the middle of July reporting from a beautiful Fiserv Forum down there wearing bulletproof clothing. No, I'm just kidding. Maybe. I'm not sure. But we will be here on Thursday for the debate. Pre-game with Terry Bell and I at 7:30. Debate at 8. Back with Lukester on the other side. Find out what's grinding his gears. And check in on Brewers Baseball, the Todd Lovell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Adamus aboard at first. This hit in the air. Left and deep. Get up. Get out of here. Goal. Reese Hoskins has just hit one with the bases loaded. Whoa. That didn't take long. The first pitch he saw from Jacob, gone.
The incomparable Bob Uecker, Mr. Baseball, on the Milwaukee Brewers Radio Network, can be heard here every game across Civic Media in selected stations. We hope one of yours have been selected. WRCE in Richland Center, WRJN Racine Kenosha, Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, a beautiful Oshkosh, and 98Q Country, WCQM, up in beautiful Park Falls across Civic Media. Lukester, it does not get better than that.
It does not. And there's only the Milwaukee Brewers, can you please win the World Series this year so that the man can retire?
I would love it.
Like, I think that's what Bobby Uecker's waiting for. He's just like, please bring home the World Series so I can go and enjoy retirement. And maybe that's not fully the whole thing, but I think it'd be a really sweet way because, I mean, the man is, what, 89?
90.
90?
He's 90 years old.
He's 90 years old?
He's 90 years old.
And that is incredible. And he is a treasure, and it is great to hear him on those calls, especially when you see a grand slam go out of the park.
Right.
But I think it would be an excellent little...
I'm all for it.
I win the dang thing this year, Brewers.
And even better with Pat Murphy at the helm, because I'm in love with Pat Murphy in a non-sexual way. But I mean, I just think he's salty. He's everything that Milwaukee is, Wisconsin is, and I love everything about him.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. But I just picture Uke with his the goggles on and a bottle of going High Life doing his Wooga. Just picture that, and Bob Uecker can just put a bookend on an excellent career.
Brewers right now in the National League Central Division have a 5-game lead on the dreaded and hated St. Louis Cardinals, who are in second place, followed by the Reds at 8.5 back, also tied with the Pirates at 8.5, and Craig Counsell's Chicago Cubs in last place. The last place, Chicago Cubs.
You know,
nine games behind.
It would help them a lot if they actually had players in their bullpen instead of, I don't know, pieces of wood or whatever they are.
That's true. But yeah, I love the fact the Cubs are last place. I think that's fantastic. So the Brewers continue to do well. Lukester, to put a cap on our last little segment there on the debate, Tom, listening from Florida via WMDX on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it on your Android or Apple device, it's free. It's cheap. It's easy, like Todd's dating life. Download it today off the app. Tom says in Florida, he may have a bone spur. Speaking of Trump, flare up. You can't expect a man with bone spurs to stay on his feet for that long for 90 minutes.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. That's a really weird. How far has the political discourse gone, Todd, that now we have one major party nominee, like, insinuating that his competitor in the race is on drugs or taking some kind of uppers to be able to just even... well, what is going on with that?
It's Saturday Night Live sketches have become reality. There's nothing that, very little that SNL and writers can write that's more over the top and weirder and funnier than what's actually happening.
It's basically just Jim Carrey as the fly on Mike Pence's head, and that's the only thing that's weirder.
I suppose so. Anyway, but yes. All right, Luke Story, it's 54 minutes past the hour. It is time once again. What's grinding your gears?
Well, you go first, because you told me you got something grinding your gears.
And I may not be employed after today if I say this, but I'm going to say it anyway with Luke standing next to me. He outranks me. But here's what's grinding my gears. The ad nauseum continual drip, drip, drip of Google chat. Bing, bing, bing. There's a Zoom meeting. Please respond. Bing. There's a Zoom meeting. Reschedule. Please respond. Bing. All we have too many Zoom meetings in this company. There are too many meetings. There are too many Zooms. It's monotonous. And I literally said, as I was preparing for the show this morning, having toast and coffee, stop the Zooms.
It sounds like you just need to better prioritize the notifications that your phone gives you.
It's too much.
Yeah, but prioritize your notifications.
But as soon as I turn it off, then it's going to be, Todd, where were you? You missed a meeting. I didn't get the notification.
You got to be selective in turning off the correct notifications, I guess.
That's what's grinding my gears. Just too many meetings. It's just too many. And also, we're a big company. We're a statewide company. I've never really worked for a statewide company, so I know that people can't all be in the same spot. But I'm an in-person guy. See, that's why I like you here, Luke. You're right beside me. I get to see you. I feel
we've also
better.
Got live broadcasting from 6 a.m. until 9 p.m. It is not only a statewide network, it is an entire day network live programming that we have and the work
great.
That goes into that.
I'm not complaining about the programming. I'm just saying
there's a lot of work that the back end is about.
Todd is nearly a senior citizen and he doesn't like all the Zooms.
Okay. All right. Zoom fatigue is a real thing. I'm not trying to discredit it or anything. Right, but you say your piece. What's grinding your gears?
All right. What's grinding your gears?
Mine gets back. I missed the home run, the grand slam last night, because you know what? Bally Sports is a terrible app.
Now, I've heard that from other places. Do continue.
Bally Sports just has a really, really bad app. And like what you hear all the time is, invisible hand of the free market, competition, all those things will make things better. There's a million apps out there. And why is Bally so bad?
Because they're bankrupt, I think. I'm not joking. Didn't they get bought out by somebody else?
There's a whole process. I don't know the latest chapter of it, but there is some ongoing stuff of Amazon, I think, trying to acquire what was once Fox Sports. And we need more antitrust laws here in America. I believe that it is something that the Biden administration and their FTC is working to enforce harder. But like, there is some serious, serious problems when you have just very little competition, and they can charge whatever they want because they're the sole proprietor of the Brewers' home games for us here in Wisconsin. It's like $20 a month, and it's an app that doesn't work.
Yes,
it's Andrew outrageous.
Andrew in Maine says, Luke, next time reach out to someone who's watching the game live and set up a Zoom meeting with them.
That would be one too many notifications.
That'd
for
be
Todd.
One too many notifications.
Yeah,
better yet, listen to Civic, and Luke occasionally opens up his leather-bound satchel with artificial mink oil and gives us a chance to win tickets, so you can go there yourself.
1100 a.m. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, almost reaches Sun Prairie. If I lived a little bit farther northeast of my house, I could be able to listen on the terrestrial dial. But
just think what you'll be able to make if you and your wife sell your current house. You can move to Oshkosh.
My interest rate, I ain't going anywhere.
You got a good one?
Oh,
fantastic. Oh, yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, it'll be it's a nice little setup.
Did you go through Solidarity Realty?
We did.
Wow, look at
that.
We did.
Yeah. We supported our sponsors here in Madison, and I have a feeling it's not going anywhere because of how nice that interest rate is.
Well, we're happy you're not going anywhere because it's always a pleasure every Tuesday, live and in person. Luke Mathers, everybody. We enjoy him. Come on back for hour number two. What's worse? No prizes, but your chance to be heard across statewide television and taking a look at Bo Ryan going into the National Basketball Coaches Hall of Fame. Stay tuned on the Civic Media Radio Network.
93.5 The Tap. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us in the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about all the ramifications 2 years after Dobbs. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WCFW website at wcfw.fm. Your news just for the Eau Claire area. I'm James Kelly with WCFW News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS